Now, what I want to do now, just before we open the word together, is I have the privilege of having a testimony shared from my mom. You've been praying for her as she's been in the hospital over these last few weeks, and she's out. And so, come on up, Mom. Wanted to give you an update. Everyone's been asking about how's your mom? Where's your mom? How's your mom? Where's your mom? How's your mom? Where's your mom? So here's my mom, and she's doing great. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Good morning. Well, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hi. Oh, it is so good to get back to worshiping. Oh, I don't know. I'd take a month off of that. It's painful. All right. I just wanted to share with you this morning. My name is Valerie, and I've been blessed to be married to Kevin Clausen for 43 years so far. Together, we have the privilege of having three wonderful children, one of whom is Pastor Tim. Amen. Many of you have been praying for me and my family over the last month and even surprised me with hospital visits and prayers, with gifts and meals and treats that were so appreciated at the hospital. I must also attest to the wonderful healing powers of a good hamburger or chocolate cream pie that are delivered to the hospital in love. Very good things. I wanted to come and thank you and to give praise to God. My story begins and ends in blessing. The end of my story is not yet written. This is just a piece of it. For the sake of brevity, I will not include all the details. I was on a beautiful trip to a Caribbean island in the beginning of April when the Lord spoke to me. I was enjoying jet skiing for my first time when I was T-boned by another jet skier. As I went flying through the air, so that was quite an experience, I was bruised but not otherwise injured, and the Lord's presence was with me. While I was still in the water, his spirit said to my spirit, "No man can kill you. I have you in my arms." It was very comforting. And I felt completely loved. I also walked in the peace of God from this point on. In case, you know, if you can feel the weight of that, I mean, that's quite a statement. God says, "I've got you." You may never have heard the voice of the Lord. I don't often either. A prophet had once told me that when God gives you a word, sometimes because it's because you will really need to hang on to it. That was on Thursday. Friday, I flew home. On Monday, April the 15th, I went to work, bruised but okay. By the end of the day, my sister had to come and drive me to the hospital across the street. I had been unable to get my head off the desk after 40 minutes of extreme dizziness, and now I was throwing up. Just so you don't make any connections that the Lord has not made for me, I'll tell you that I've had a couple of dizzy spells prior to my trip and the collision. The doctors at the ER did a thorough check. I think they did all the tests. They used all the machines, and they took much more blood than I wanted to share. But they did a thorough job. They told me I had multiple bilateral strokes in the cerebral cortex. "And you have a heart murmur." I said, "No, I don't." Anyways, so they've checked that all out. The heart murmur is not an issue. There were also many checks and tests for any deficits due to the strokes, and there are none. Glory to God. Amen. Praise Him. While I was in the ER, I remembered what God had told me. I realized that if God told you something on Thursday, it's still true on Tuesday. Right? I was at peace, knowing that he has me in his arms. The ER doctors have consulted with many doctors and have come up with a complicated diagnosis, APS. It's antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. It's a fancy name for a rare autoimmune blood clotting disorder. This they cannot confirm for 12 weeks. That was at the start of 3 weeks in the hospital. There were numerous times in the hospital that I was able to testify to God's goodness in my life as people were amazed at my functioning after multiple strokes. I was released from the hospital on May the 6th after being stabilized on a treatment. I'm not sure what the exact reason for this story of my life is, but I will gladly testify to how he protected me from any complications due to the strokes, kept me from the trauma of being hospitalized potentially in another country, or receiving inappropriate treatment due to the complexity of my condition. There was several risks involved with that. God be the glory, he knew what to do. God brought me exactly to where I needed to be. I and all those who put their trust in Jesus can truly trust the God who says he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Amen. Now I'm in the walking by faith portion. Anyone else there? Mm-hmm. Yep. I know that God has saved me from much damage, and he has healed me numerous times in my life, including several different things here that I haven't even mentioned. I also know that more healing is necessary if I am to stay here in this earth suit. This may be true for many of us. It's a good thing our God heals. He has done so in the past. He will continue to do this in the future. May we always pray for healing and continue to expect it until it is manifest here or in glory. Praise God. Amen.